rear window that trombone shopped, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
That's right, it is Flicks and That with Steve Newell, and lo and behold, he's here.
Look at that.
Look at that, like magic.
Like magic, like clockwork.
Like clockwork, exactly. It's, yeah, it's like we all abide to clocks. It's pretty funny.
Way to start the segment on a
low, slave to the clock.
Yeah, absolutely, jeez, man.
Now you came in here saying you're getting the air of Big Day Out Eve.
Oh, I love this feeling. It's reminiscent of many a misspent evening before heading out to Mount Smart for Big Day Out.
Yes.
Got the pre-laneway fizz. It's
fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, not long. 24 hours from now, we're enjoying our time. But, you know, laneway is for music. What are we going to talk about in terms of movies?
Very slick segue.
Yeah, thank you. I'm known for those.
That's good. It's a great.
Someone write that down.
What are we talking about this week? We are talking about a show that I've arrived to a tiny bit late. It's 4 episodes in, streaming on Disney Plus. It's a thriller series called Paradise, and it's a political thriller. With Sterling K. Brown playing the lead Secret Service agent, guarding a former president played by sometime movie star and more recently hilarious, well, movie star of the comedy series Jury Duty, James Marsden, who does a kind of slightly more likable George Bush Jr. You know, the kind of guy that has a few durries and knocks a few back at the White House.
Yeah.
It's probably like quite a good mate.
Yeah, sort of cool guy vibe.
Yeah, a little bit. But still kind of, still a politician.
Mm. So another show that's very reminiscent of the times, would you say?
I think so. There is a lot of thriller shit coming out of the pipeline at the moment. It's like can't keep up with the number of shows, and many of them operating at a kind of prestige level or wannabe prestige level. Mm. You've got Fassbender in the agency. You've got Keira Knightley and Black Doves. It's all popping off.
Yeah.
But the thing about Paradise is, I'm really glad that I did not find out more about the show before I started watching it. Is there's a big other thing going on, and not just a conspiracy with whispering guys having durries in car parks, but a swerve that makes this an interesting thing worth watching. We will talk about the spoilers of Paradise next week.
Okay.
But give everyone a chance. I think if you just have a hoon on the first episode, and that alone will sort of bring us up to speed to talk about some of the other stuff that's going on that makes this kind of like another current trend in TV shows, which we'll pull all that together next week.
Fantastic. All right, Paradise. So when you're done with Squid Game, go to Paradise.
I mean, sure. Look, just chuck it in the queue. You know, no one else has got problems managing their amount of viewing, have they? Also out this week, and this is to streaming. Although this would have been great to see in a cinema, is the real life thriller The Order. This stars Jude Law and Nicholas Holt. It's set in the 80s. It's a white supremacist thriller where a bunch of bad dudes are about to do bad stuff and try and start the revolution that starts the big race war.
Wow.
It's a true story. And what I found when I kind of dug into the backstory of it is that these radicals led by Nicholas Holt, these terrorists, these piece of shit terrorists led by Nicholas Holt, are following a book called The Turner Diaries, which came to be the blueprint for white supremacy in the United States of America, published in the 60s, I believe. It was a dystopian science fiction novel.
Oh, really?
That depicted its heroic hero being part of a group called The Order, who overthrew the evil society and instated the rightful white nationalist society in its place. And this book had narratively kind of explains the steps that then Nicholas Holt and his gang are following in this film. Step one, it's just raise some funds by doing some robberies and that.
Yeah.
And then start an escalating campaign of terror, taking up public figures, high profile Jewish people, and then on and on until something called the Day of the Rope, when the whole the United States Patriots will rise up and hang all the bad people.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
Sounds familiar.
It does, because as I discovered looking into this a bit more, for research purposes, it must be said, it turns out that, yes, like the Oklahoma City bombing took inspiration from this book. It's been hundreds of people have been killed in the United States by people who've read this book and tried to put its ideas into practice. And experts in the field, yes, have drawn a direct connection to Jan 6th. The sequence of events and the places they take place are the same as in the book, The Turner Diaries. So this is all just giving a kind of really icky foundation to a film that, you know, the story could have been told any time, but it takes on more of a relevance being told today. As we see, like, maybe it all actually works for these giant pieces of shit.
Sort of hits a soft spot in the back of our minds at the moment. So Jude Law, does he play a bad guy?
Yeah, so Jude Law's the dogged and determined FBI agent whose life is falling apart but just can't stay out of the field.
Right. Classic trope.
Totally, and he's great as this kind of like grizzled, no time left to give a stuff guy. He's had open heart surgery. He's managing severe health problems. He's still running around with his little FBI pistol out. Nicholas Holt is fantastic as this kind of charismatic but very dangerous cult leader figure.
Right.
So they are a nice match one another in this film. And, you know, while I've prattled on about the sort of foundation behind it, it's enjoyable purely as a superior, like, thriller, 80s thriller. It looks really great. It's directed by Justin Kurzel, the Australian director. He's probably best known for his first film, Snowtown. He's got a knack for getting inside the psychology of real-life dangerous people.
Wow.
So yeah, Snowtown was on the Snowtown Murders. His most recent film, Nitram, was on the Port Arthur Massacre.
So he's sort of delved into those.
He sort of dips into the psychology of these guys from time to time.
And that's in cinemas?
Worth a watch. That's streaming on Prime Video from tomorrow. And the aforementioned Paradise is on Disney Plus. There are so far 4 episodes out. We're gonna talk about episode 1
next week. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to make some kind of spoiler klaxon, maybe. So we can
Oh, I think I've got like a... Oh, the sting bank's not working, but... I clicked a sting and nothing happened.
No, make a sting out of that. BFM.
Yeah. great. And anything else that people should maybe look out for?
I saw a New Zealand film recently called The Rule of Jenny Penn. This is it's another thriller. This is a more like horror-tinged thriller. This opens not until next month. But I'm just going to say, check out the trailer for The Rule of Jenny Penn. It's a film set in a aged care facility in New Zealand. Wow. It stars Oscar-winning actor Geoffrey Rush and, God, must have like won a whole bunch of different things, actor John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
So an American and Australian, both doing creditable cracks at the New Zealand accent.
Hell yeah.
And there's a puppet. And it's scary. And Stephen King really liked it. So
there you go. That's the president.
Check out the trailer for The Rule of Jenny Penn. We'll remind you about that one closer to release. That's it.
Great. Thanks so much, Steve. We'll see you next time. Talk about paradise.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.